Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and good morning to you. Thank you for once again inviting me right back in your homes on this beautiful Sunday morning. Yes, we are rich indeed if we have friends, and I appreciate you who have tuned my way this morning by the means of radio. I'm so glad that we're able to get into the homes, the convalescent places, the penitentiaries, wherever you are, to tell you that God loves you, and if He be for you, there's no power that will ever stand against you. I know I say that so many times, but I really mean that, if God be for you. And today, I know that He is for you, He's with you, and He'll go with you all the way, even unto the very end. Well, let's get our broadcast started by letting Martha do this song here, and it says, "Even in the valley,
a mountain, a trial of stone, down in the valley, I felt so alone, fearing that Satan would tempt and abuse, but God sent sweet comfort with this simple truth. A place where God's hand can reach down. Even the valley is higher ground. I've soared with eagles and I've fallen low. Through peaks and through valleys, that's just where life goes. But I found the peace in the midst of despair when I discovered that God's everywhere. Even the valley is higher ground. A place where God's hand can reach down. Even the valley is higher ground. Even the valley is higher ground.
Yes, sir, even the valley is higher ground. You know, David said, if I made my bed in hell, you're there. If I climbed the lofts of heaven, then thou art there. Whither can I go from thy presence, O God? And I'm so glad today that we can bring God's presence into your homes. Now, it doesn't mean that we control God, but we do by means of radio, by singing, by preaching, and many different ways. Maybe you're there in a convalescent home, or maybe you're just there all along this morning. Well, we're reaching out to you, letting you know that we care for you, and there is something to believe in, and we hope that we can present that message to you, and that you will enjoy today's broadcast. Well, we certainly appreciate you who we have heard from this month, and that tells me you're going to stand with us, and that really blesses my heart to know that, because we always go into every year a different year. We want to do this especially for you and your loved ones. This song says, "Heaven is real." Don't let nobody tell you it's not, honey. Heaven is real, it's beautiful, and one day we're going to inhabit that beautiful place.
I have heard of a land, a life beyond this life we know, whose beauty and splendor and its walls and its streets are pure gold. Though my eyes cannot see and my hands cannot touch it, plan to go there, for I know heaven is real. Yes, heaven is real. It's as real as the air we breathe. Heaven is real. The Bible says, and I there's a place that's prepared for the pure and the free. And how my heart thrills just to know heaven is real. Some say I can't go, and its streets and the city's not gold, and that my glorious mansion by is only a humble abode. Oh, I still want to go, for that's where my soul longs to be. For my Savior is there, and that makes it heaven for me. Yes, heaven is real. It's as real as the air I breathe. Heaven is real. For the Bible says, and I believe, there's a place that's prepared for the pure and
yes, sir, what a great thrill it is to know that heaven is real. Well, we do have a lot of sick folks in our radio audience. We meet them every day. We have had minor surgery, but we're doing much better. Thank you for your prayers. We appreciate your cards, your letters, whatever you do to kind of encourage us. You know, we try to encourage you, but we also need encourage too, because we're not always on top of the mountain. We go down through our valleys just like you do. But, you know, that's why Jesus came to this earth as a man. He came, he was touched with our infirmities, our feelings, and, well, he became just like you and I. And that's what I am. I'm not untouchable. I have my problems. You have your problems. And we all have our different situations. But God goes with us through all of our problems, and we're so glad for that. Well, let's go right back right now. We want to do this song for you here. And this one kind of says it better than I've already said it. And this one says that my mountain is only a hill.
Sometimes I see through eyes of sorrow a problem that reaches the sky, and it seems every day it gets bigger and bigger, a mountain, and it's so hard to climb. Well, it's then I remember the story of Jesus, how he stood such that painful ordeal. And my troubles, they crumble. I know I can make it, for my mountain is only a oh, I'm not standing in a courtroom, betrayed and denied. My body isn't bleeding, plan to hang me on an old rusty tree. So I find my mountain is only a all my cares seem smaller by the way that he faced the angry crowd. And it shows me how to look past all of my trials to the thorns they placed on his brow. There I see that blood falling down on my mountain, lifting my cares. Oh, the power in the crimson uncovers my mountain and shows me it is only a not standing in a courtroom, betrayed and denied. My body isn't bleeding and beaten with stripes. No soldiers plan to hang me on an old rusty. So I find my mountain is only a hill. Oh, no, I find my mountain is only
a hill. Yes, sir, I find that my mountain is only a hill. Let me send that out to Mary Gunther and also George. And we appreciate these two fine folks being great friends of ours. Helps us a lot at the camp meeting down here. Come in July, we'll be telling you about that. Of course, we have a great camp meeting going, and Mary plays a great part there. She's a cook. And you know, when you got good cooks out there, you got to be good to the cooks. And we appreciate Mary. We appreciate George. Let's pray for George. He's having a lot of problems, but George has been tough through every bit of it. And prayer is really taking him a long way. And then also want to remember Mary and Martin Howell. Appreciate them. And then John Moore, hope you're doing real well. Haven't heard from you for a while, but hope that you're doing real well. And then I sit here thinking about my good friend Alan and Melinda Provitt. Hope you're doing real good, James and Ellison, and also Louise, and a good friend up in that way, up around that area. We got so many people. And I tell you what we're going to do. Just going to take maybe next Sunday and send you all out a special song. I was sitting here thinking a while ago how I'd love to get every one of our songs into your home, or every one of my messages that I preach into your homes. And it just seemed like God spoke to my spirit and said, well, that's what you're doing. When we're playing songs on the radio, we're putting them right in your homes. And when we're preaching the sermon, we're putting those sermons right in your homes. I always did say that being a pastor on the radio is, even when people can't be at church, they can hear you on the radio. So that puts the pastor right in the living room, or maybe you're having to work. One fellow wrote me one time here in Beckley and said he wasn't shut out because he had to work and couldn't go to church. But yet we put our music and put our message right in his car or in his home, and he can hear what we're doing. And we're so glad for that. So we appreciate you. And without you, we wouldn't be here. And as long as you're there and we're here, and together we're going to stand, but it's divided that we're going to fall. Well, that's enough of the talk. Let's go back right now and do another song. And in just a moment, I want you to get ready now. You've got troubles, you got cares, you got heartaches and sickness and pain. Well, we're going to take six pots, and we're going to put all of our problems and situations in those six pots, and God's going to work a mighty miracle in our life, and God's going to do something wonderful. But just before we do that, we're going to do this song right here. This is the antidote for every one of our problems. That is, We Claim the Blood.
I have a source of strength when I am weak. that helps me through when life is pressing me. I have a source of power from above. I'm covered over by a shield of love. I claim the blood Jesus shed.
His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there six water pots of stone. This morning, I am setting before you six water pots. I want you to just let your dramatized mind go free and think with me just for a moment that there are six water pots sitting here on this altar. And I want to be asking you the question, what do you want to put in the water pots? Now remember that from the water pots are going to come a miracle. Whatever is put into the water pots is going to be changed. So this morning, if I had my opportunity to put anything in this water pot, the first thing I would want to put in that water pot is my sin. The Bible said we have all sinned. We have all come short to the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. Jesus said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. All men are born in sin. And this morning, if you're here and you have never confessed Christ, you are a sinner. You were born in sin. No, not because you wanted to, but because of the nature that is within you. And the Bible said, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. So this morning, I'm inviting you, if you don't know Christ,
to put your sins in the water pot. Because the Bible said, for behold, now we become a brand new creation in Christ Jesus. And if there's anything you need first of all is to be rid of your sin. We wonder what is the problem. And true enough, we could discuss the problem. We could discuss the war problem, and we could discuss the drug problem. We could discuss the alcoholic problem, the prostitution problem. We could talk about all these problems, but remember, if there was no sin, we would not have these problems. Sin is the cause and the number one cause of every problem that we have. I remember that George Whitfield, and I've told this story so many times, but it's a wonderful story. George Whitfield, the great missionary and evangelist all over London and England and America, preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. And what a great and wonderful calling that really is. But his message was always, you must be born again. And so George Whitfield goes to this city, and he preached that same sermon, you must be born again. And a gentleman decided one day, I will ask George Whitfield, why do you always preach on you must be born again? So he approaches George Whitfield with that question. And he said to George Whitfield, why are you always preaching on you must be born again? And George Whitfield looked at this gentleman and said, because, sir, you must be born again. And I'm telling you this morning, you must be born again. Sin must be forgiven. Either sin will have to be forgiven, it will have to be pardoned, or it will have to be punished. And I want you this morning, God is giving you an opportunity. Just as He filled the water pots with water and a miracle happened and it became wine, He can take all of your sin. He can take every sin that you've ever committed. He can take your sin and He can forgive it through and by the blood of Jesus Christ. Because you must be born again. We as Christian people have a doubt problem. And that doubt problem needs to be put in the barrel. We're going to put a barrel on the altar and we're going to ask you to bring all of your doubts, and put them on the altar. What is a doubt, preacher? Have you ever stopped to think about it? A doubt is a condition of being uncertain or not yet decided. And a lot of people, even Christian people, are battling the thing called doubt. Now, my definition of doubt is this. There are four different kinds of believers. Can you imagine that? Four different kinds of believers in the Christian world. First of all, there's the make-believer. There are some people who are making you to think that they are born again when truly the blood has never yet been applied. I say that with all due decency. You become a make-believer. Everybody thinks that you are holy, that you have accepted Christ, and you're the most righteous person they ever met. But don't forget, the eyes of God are upon you. God does not look upon the outward appearance. You may give to every sobriety. You may give of your money. You may give of your time. You may give of your tithes. But you're only going through the motion. You are no more than a make-believer. Everybody thinks that you're right with God. But you're making yourself to become a doubting fool to do that. Because the fool is said in his heart, there is no God. Now, I respect the positive unbeliever much more. A man that says, I don't believe it. Isn't that what Thomas said? When they came to Thomas and said, He has risen. Thomas did not beat around the bush. Thomas said, I don't believe it. Unless I see it, I will not believe it. Now, I don't know how you feel about it, my friend, but I don't want to take it on your word. I trust you. I love you. I depend upon you. But my soul hangs in the balance. I must have absolute evidence.
The waters are smooth, and the sailing seems so easy. But things haven't always been this way. For I've seen the billows roll, and it brings the storms to my soul. But Jesus always been my stay. I'm sailing away on the old ship of Zion, sailing to that homeland of the soul. Friends and loved ones waiting just to welcome me under. I'm sailing to my heavenly I cannot complain, for my trip has been a good one. But I know I must be nearing the shore. I can almost see the lights from the mansion so bright. And Jesus is standing at the door.
Our Father, as we come to the close of the broadcast today, we call upon you for those that are sick, those that are afflicted. Lord, those that are lost without you, those that have never confessed you as a personal Savior, may you become the Lord of their life. May they turn their life to you, because after all, God, we can't handle it. We can't handle our own life. But if we turn it over to you, you'll show us, you'll guide us, you'll lead us, and I know that you will make heaven our home. So we pray for those sick, and pray for the shut-in, and pray for the lost today. Pray that you will bless this broadcast, make it a channel of blessing into every home where my voice goes. Because it's not by might nor by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you today. Remember us in your prayers. Martha and I both need your prayers, and we'll be having a 50th anniversary coming up here around about the 8th of March. And I'll be telling you more about that. We're going to be having a big celebration over at the Painters Chapel Church that are going to be giving us our 50th wedding anniversary. But we've got some more time on that. But, you know, we go through our times just like you do. But you pray for us, and we'll pray for you. Go to church today. Goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.